This podcast is brought to you by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Community Conversations, where curiosity meets community. I'm Andy, and this is the space where we connect with the people, projects, and ideas shaping our region. This morning, I'm joined by Tracy from Big Brothers Big Sisters. Kia ora, Tracy. Nice to have you here.
Kia ora, Andy. Thanks for the invitation. It's great to be here.
And on such a lovely day.
Indeed. Chilly start, but the sun is shining.
Yep, exactly. Can you tell us perhaps a little bit of background to Big Brothers and Big Sisters, how it came about? And
yeah. Absolutely. So we've actually been running in the region for 28 years. The concept actually started in New York City and has quite big presence in America, Canada, Japan, Australia. So Nelson and Danny Virk, of all places, was the original branches that were set up in New Zealand. The concept came from the local Rotary Club, actually. They were up in the Victoria area, and there were sort of some young youth who were starting to get up to a little bit of trouble, perhaps some graffiti, a little bit of shoplifting. At that time, one of the Rotary members worked for the police, and he had been over in Canada for a year working there, and he came back with the concept about how there's young people who perhaps need some additional support, so they head down the right track. So the idea was actually presented to the police in the late 90s, and within a year or so, the organisation was set up, and so here we are. And we're all about giving young people who need some additional support a positive role model in their lives.
That's the thing, isn't it? Because so many young adults don't have that. And with the state of the economy and the world at the moment, I'm sure that your need is really quite high.
It is. It's growing. And probably the young people that come to us or the referrals we get, you know, the complexities we see have increased a lot too. So most of the young people who are referred to our program, it's, you know, generally through no fault of their own, that they need some extra support. They may have an absent parent, they may have no parents, they may be being raised by grandparents. We do have a number of children on the program too with both caregivers or parents in the household, but there might be something else happening in the household, an illness, a high need sibling, that sort of thing. And of course, with technology, social media, drugs, alcohol, the things that perhaps me and you weren't quite as exposed to, there's a lot out there for young people to navigate.
I really feel for young people these days. There is so much to navigate, and yeah, it's tough, I have no doubt. I've got two children, and fortunately they managed to get through the teenage years But a lot of that was luck.
Absolutely.
You know, to be honest, the friends that they ended up with, and you know,
but I'm sure also having someone on their side. And we do find some of the littles, so we refer to our young people as the little brother or little sister, may not have anyone on their side. So that's what we do. We find someone who can just walk alongside them.
Yes.
And the consistency. So somebody shows up every week and just spends an hour of time with the young person.
So how did the referral side of things happen?
So obviously we almost have more referrals than we can deal with. We need the caregiver to be on board, and we need the young person to be on board. We don't really need to advertise. We've got quite strong brand awareness across the region. It's really based on word of mouth. However, we do find a lot of the schools are aware of what we do. We find other community agencies are aware of what we do. And so we match young people from age 7 up to 13. However, they can stay on our program until when they age out at 18. We stop at 13 because research shows it's easier under 13 to match young people. So that's how we get our referrals, and we have to assess them. So we will get some quite complicated diagnoses or neurodiverse things, and that can be challenging for us because we need to keep in mind that our big brothers and big sisters are people just like myself and yourself, Andy. We're just volunteers. We train and support, but not everyone has the skill set.
Sure.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And so the referral comes from a health provider.
It can do, but we need a mum or dad or the primary caregiver to complete it.
Right.
We then go out and assess the situation, and we need buy-in from the young person, because when we send somebody around there to take them out, they need to be happy to go. At the same time, out in the community, and this is where our organisation really relies those on our volunteer mentors. We're talking to people at community groups in a variety of ways about the impact they could make on a young person's life. So we're also looking for volunteer mentors who we then screen, we reference check, but we also train and support them really well.
Yeah. Nice. So with the big brothers and big sisters, the volunteers, where do these people come from? Do they approach you? They get referred from somewhere? Yeah,
they come from all walks of life. I'm thinking we do put up billboards, we do advertising in local community papers. We've got a wonderful arrangement with Nelson Airport and they'll put something up on the big screens. Again, word of mouth. I had a woman contact me recently and said, oh, Linda and my coffee group mentors a young person each week in Brightwater, you know, I've got time on my hands. There are a real range of individuals. We've just trained big sister the other week who's just 18, got a couple in their early 20s, and then we've got a couple of very active older men who are close to 80, but they're still out on their bikes taking their young person fishing. So they can be retirees. We have a few really supportive companies around Nelson who let people mentor in their work time. So Pix Peanut Butter, for example, one of their tour guides and one of their operation managers goes down to a local school in their work time, which is wonderful.
That is.
Yeah, so a real range of individuals put their hand up and we match them with a young person. They walk alongside them. We ask in the first year for a one-year commitment, so that can be challenging for some people. After that, we just see how it goes. Sometimes the match will just meet up every other week, or slowly it goes to once a month. But some really great results and life-changing stories. And we've got people in their 20s still catching up with their mentor who they met when they were 9, for example.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. So lots of heartwarming things each week.
Absolutely. So what is the expectation of the volunteers?
So there is 3 programs we have. We have currently, I think, 169 young people across the region matched with a big brother or big sister. We have about 70 of them are out in the community. So the volunteer will catch up with that young person once a week. They check in with us every month. We supervise and support them really well. Because, you know, very occasionally they'll come across a tricky situation, so we navigate and guide them through that. And if that commitment is too much for some people, we also have a school-based system. So we've got like a lawyer in town every Tuesday afternoon. He pops over to Auckland Point School. He takes his little brother out of the classroom. We have a big resource box there where they can bake. There's sports equipment, there's card games, there's just fun craft activities. And that means that that volunteer doesn't need to do it in the school holidays or over the summer break. And you would be amazed, Andy, how many young people across the region haven't had that experience where someone sits down and just gives them 1 hour of their time once a week.
Absolutely. And so that 1 hour is made up of going for a walk, doing what exactly?
So low cost, no cost is their main focus. And every now and again, we have to remind somebody it's not about taking a child to the mall, spending money on them, taking them to the movies. It's really simple stuff, like you just said. If they've got a pet, walking the dog. You know, there's some young people who are living in fairly chaotic households who don't have their own pet. Walking the dog, skimming stones, walking over a hill, simple craft activities, baking. Kids love baking and, you know, they get to take something home. Popping popcorn and watching a movie, you know, walking by the river, walking at the beach.
When you say baking or watching a movie, is that done in the volunteer's home?
In the first 3 months, we encourage people to be out in the community. At the 3 month mark, we do a simple home assessment just to check it's a suitable environment, and then they're welcome to take the young person home. Because again, some of our big brothers with their little brothers may tinker in a shed, you know, build a birdhouse.
Sure.
Got a lovely couple over in Golden Bay, and Andy dismantled a radio with Logan. They put it all back together, and, you know, Logan couldn't believe that you can fix something that was once broken.
Fantastic.
The other thing that we're really fortunate with, though, Andy, is we get a lot of community support. Things like mini golf vouchers, bowling at Action Indoor Sports, Natureland provide passes. We're shortly going to Brook Waimarama Sanctuary to take some glowworm tours. So we've got some lovely connections in the community. Nelson Classic Cars Museum allow us free access. So we provide opportunities for the young people that they perhaps otherwise wouldn't get, because obviously cost of living is challenging for a lot of families.
Totally. Yeah. That's fantastic. Yeah. And so a shout out to your people that support you in that way. And I suppose suppose you can never have too much of that sort of thing. So if anybody's listening and would like to offer some assistance to Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and you think that it would be appropriate, then feel free to get in touch with Tracy or somebody at Big Brothers and Big Sisters. And the best way to do that would be to jump online.
Yes, we're easy to find online. We are active on Facebook or, yeah, online would be great. Thank you for that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And so if somebody wants to get involved in being a Big Brother, Big Sister, again, it would be jumping online?
Absolutely. There's a really simple application form. We have quite an easy email address, nelson@bbbs for bigbrothersbigsisters.nz. But yeah, we are easy to find. And probably it is worth noting that 100% the young person benefits significantly, but we constantly get feedback from our big brothers and big sisters about how rewarding it is, you know, how much they get out of it. So, for example, speaking to Peter the other day, he's a pilot for Air New Zealand. He's been with his young person, Conrad, for 7 years. They still catch up really regularly. So when he was matched with Conrad, Conrad was 8. He's now a remarkable young 15-year-old with a lot of confidence, and he didn't have a positive male role model, and they'll be friends for life. And Peter says at the time he was like, have I got time to do this? But he said it's a simple 1 hour a week. And we are realistic. If you can't do it every week, people get sick, people go on holiday. It's just communicating to the whānau that, hey, let my little know, I can't come this week, but I'll be back next week. Because some of these young people have been let down.
Yes, so, yeah, and communication, yeah. I'm sure, around that is key. As long as they know that their big person's going to be back in their lives and not just abandoning them.
And that's what some people say, what makes a good mentor? I don't know, you know, I'm a bit boring and I'm not up to much. And for me, it's about communication and consistency. And the other thing we're really big on is not making judgments.
Yeah.
Every now and again, we have to remind a mentor, hey, it's not your job to ring us and say, oh, so-and-so's hopeless. He can hardly add 6 plus 6 and he needs a tutor. That's not our mentor role. It's being non-judgmental, walking along beside that young person and just being a friend.
Absolutely. Yeah. How lovely. What a great thing. I think it's just fantastic. And your funding, will we talk about that? I guess there's always need for more funding in this day and age.
Absolutely, you know, as a charitable organisation. We've been really fortunate in that we've had very strong support from a number of companies for many years, from New Zealand King Salmon, Gallagher, Pix, Heartland. We've got a real key group of business supporters. So we rely on sponsorship from local businesses. We do a lot of applications for grants. And then we also have quite a big fundraising stream. So at the beginning of each year, we have quite a successful golf tournament at Nelson Golf Club. And then our key fundraiser is coming up in August. And that's fundraising dinner and charity auction. And we're well supported there by the Rutherford Hotel Nelson, and our dinner sponsor is Nelson Airport. So that's coming up in August, and we always have a really great entertainment and guest speaker, and there's a lot more information about that on our website and our Facebook page. So your funding is a constant challenge, but we are one of 13 branches in the country, and we have a quite strict policy on operating reserves, so we make sure we don't run too close to the bone.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, it's... For me personally, there's so many more young people out in the community who could benefit from a positive role model, but we're only as good as our funding.
Yes.
So at the moment, we're a team of 5. We're just recruiting in Golden Bay for a new person to work out of Mohua in a part-time role. But to say we've got close to 170 young people benefiting from a mentor, I'm sure we could double that number if we had more funding.
Yes, I'm sure. So going back to your fundraising event at the Rutherford Hotel, let's promote that a bit.
Yes.
So tickets, how much are the tickets for that?
They're actually $175 plus GST, but that is all the food and beverage is included in that price. There's an auction on the night. We have a mullet man who's a Christchurch-based busker, but he's sort of recognised internationally. He was at our event a couple of years ago. He's our MC, but also our entertainment. And he's always very well received. Our auctioneer this year is Shane Cortez, who is the National Auction Manager for Harcourts. And now Shane, people might recognise him from Shortland Street Days and Dancing with the Stars. And this year we're going to hear from a couple of our really well-established matches. We've got a young woman, Brianna, who's 23, who works for a solicitor in town. And she talks about it. She is the person she is today because of her mentor, Martha. And then Peter and Conrad, who I referenced earlier, they're also going to talk what it's meant for them. So, you know, lots of heartwarming moments, but also a bit of humour from Mullet Man, and all for a good cause, of course.
Absolutely. So tickets are available on...
online, yes. Yeah. There's, again, Facebook or internet or just a phone call away.
Yeah, sure. And remind me, what date is that in August?
August the 28th, a Friday evening.
Yeah. Nice. Fantastic. Yeah. I think that this has been a great catch-up, Tracy. I've really enjoyed it. And I think that the listeners, if you want to get involved, if you have a young person that you know who would benefit from this, then contact Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Or if you'd like to be a mentor, then again, contact Tracy or one of the team. And if you'd like to provide some support, then please get involved. I'm thinking that I'm probably going to become a
Wonderful. Big
sister.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to add, Tracy?
No, I think we've covered it off. The thing is, we're always looking for male role models. We've got probably 60% of our matches at the moment are female matches, but there's a lot of young boys on our waiting list who are hugely benefit from having a male role model in their life.
Yes.
Yeah, it's interesting when I'm out and about in the community. Sometimes I come across men who go, oh, I don't know if I've got much to offer, but everybody has something to offer. Yeah.
Absolutely. I 100% agree.
Yeah.
It's been so lovely meeting you, and I look forward to further conversations. To hear more stories from around our region, you can listen to other Community Conversations episodes anytime at freshfm.co.nz under Community Conversations. You've been listening to Andy.
This podcast was brought to you by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air. Other great local podcasts are available through our website, freshfm.co.nz.